Coming up on 5:45, 32 degrees. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning.
I was going to ask you, I know sometimes we call this Weight Loss Wednesday, except when we don't, like today. So mental health, I come back to it. Well, it's just that when I do birthdays around 6:20, I'll do whatever our listeners have, and then I'll serve up the celebrity birthdays.
Okay.
And there's a way that I do it, and then yesterday I listened back, and I realized, I'm like, wow, I didn't do it. You know, for instance, it was Mitt Romney's birthday yesterday, and I just kind of said people's names, and I didn't give any ages. And later, when I listened back to it, I was not even remembering that I'd done it. What is that mentally? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You get into a routine, and then you're kind of going through the motions, but...
I think our brains do a lot of automatic processes, and that is probably one of them, where, you just kind of get into your rhythm, and, mm-hmm. Another common example is people will frequently worry when they come and see me that they'll say they're driving somewhere and realize they haven't paid attention the whole time they've been driving worrying how they got somewhere safely. And I try to point out that that's actually fairly normal.
Okay.
I think it's one of the ways that our brains tend to make things more efficient is that it just automatizes things. And so... what you're describing, if you had to pay conscious attention to breathing, you would probably stop breathing, so we do these things automatically, and that's a good example of what you're describing of that happening.
Very good. All right, check that box. And there's so much more we could learn about the brain. Again, we're into our fifth year with you, but used to do like some brain facts on Facebook, right?
I did, I used to do them on a daily basis. That was fun. I should pick that up again.
Well, let's pick it up on this show. Let's figure out how we're going to do that.
Sure.
Also, Haiti in the news. And I had in the headlines, bottom of the hour, Mitch Albom and his wife returned safely. And I was just reading that to Peggy before bed last night. But others like Caleb's dad, Steve Swenson, are still in Haiti. And we're praying for his safe return. But you and your wife had your own involvement. You've been to Haiti before.
Yeah, I've been there a couple times. We were in the process of trying to adopt a couple of kiddos from there, and sadly, it all fell apart eventually for a number of reasons. And it's tough on the ground there. We still keep in touch with folks there, including our kiddos. And it's a hard, hard place right now. I think after the prison breakout last week or the week before, it's been particularly bad.
Right. How old are the young ones that you would have adopted? How old are they now?
18 and 20, think. 18 and 19, 18 and 20.
A girl, two girls or a girl and a boy?
Girl and a boy.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good.
Yep.
Well, continued prayers for Haiti and for Pastor Steve's safe return would be great.
For sure.
All right. Also, I guess that lands us at John 14, 30 and 31. You've got your devotional notes from the upper room.
Yep.
Here's the scripture. I will no longer talk much with you, Jesus said, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no claim on me, but I do as the Father has commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go from here. What do you say about that?
I wrote, Jesus knew that the time of his death was drawing closer and that the ruler of the world, Satan, was coming. He would not arrive in a red suit with horns and a pitchfork, but rather through the Pharisees, the Sanhedrin, and the Roman rulers. Satan would have Jesus falsely arrested, beaten, humiliated, and crucified. Misuse of power is one of Satan's favorite tools. Jesus wanted them to know that although the ruler of the world operated by power and control, Satan had no hold on him. Nada, zilch, zip. He did not go to the cross because Satan was having his way, but because the Father had commanded it. I often wonder what the conversation looked like within the Trinity. If the Father, Son, and Spirit are of one mind, what does it mean that the Father commanded the Son? I don't know. What I do know, however, is that regardless of what was said between them, there was always mutual love and submission within the Trinity. Jesus willingly went to the cross because he trusted the Father's love without question. They were of one mind. Jesus teaches us what life in relationship can look like. In the Trinity, there is mutual submission and an ever-flowing love between them. It moves between them so completely that they are actually one.
Mm. Very good. Yeah, you close that out on page 82 of your book. I love that last part. In the Trinity, there is mutual submission and an ever-flowing love between them. It moves between them so completely they are actually one. That's fantastic.
Yeah, and you and I often talk about the importance of the Trinity as a model for love and relationship, and I think we see that here.
In fact, you can get notes from the Upper Room, the devotions, but then also get the book. There's a whole chapter on Trinitarian relating. What do you know?
Whole chapter on Trinitarian relating, yep, for sure.
All right, give us the closing prayer.
Yeah, it says, Jesus, you teach me by your life what life within the Father looks like. I confess that my motivations are so different than yours. Although I may say that I desire to submit to your goodwill, I have a rebellious streak. I strain against the yoke. I take what is easy and I make it burdensome. Forgive me and settle my mind again. Amen.
Fantastic. Thank you, friend. Talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.
There we go. Our buddy Jason Kahn's on WWIB on the best 5 minutes of the day. Tim Gutterson, FCA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good day. Thanks for coming in early.
Yeah. This works out well.
You got your gym suit on, it looks like.
Well, I just was at the gym, actually, and came here, and then hopefully I'll get home in time to take some of the older kids to school this morning.
All right. The older kids. How old are the kids?
So I've got a 13-year-old, just turned 13, actually, and then soon to be 11 and soon to be 8.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a busy house.
Yeah. We're busy.
Yeah, right. I've seen you. I think of, like, Fierce Freedom's event last summer. You and I had a great visit at Carson Park. And FCA, I mean, the months and the years just kind of go by, don't they?
They do. And I've been on staff for just over a year and a half, and it's been an awesome blessing. And I walked into a great team. I mean, with Andrew, Bob Lichty, and Andrew Draper, Bob Lichty, and Johnny P, it's been a great situation for us and for me to walk into. So we're just hoping to grow from here. We've got a lot of areas of my Northwest territory that we need staff to really support the ministry and support the growth of the ministry and our adult volunteers that are in the schools. So
who else? It's FCA day today for our March Hope and Who. So you're shooting early. And usually Andrew Draper's the 8:45 shooter.
I think he is. He's coming in mid-morning here. And then Johnny P, who knows? He's sometime after lifting weights
so
or something.
4:45. Okay, so gotcha, good. Well, he's in with Dawson, my son, later today. You got three pledgers, and it's kind of interesting. I mean, Cody's a $10 flat pledge. By the way, it's a good day because it's Famous Dave's Barbecue Day.
That sounds good.
Everybody gets a $20. We'll draw three times throughout the day. Each time we shoot for a $20 dine-in or to-go gift certificate. No expiration date either. You know how that can be a problem, right? Like, boy, I had that restaurant certificate. But no expiration date, so thanks to the folks at Famous Dave's. But some others, Jeannie knows you, Jeannie Cromie from Fall Creek.
Yeah, I thought that's maybe who it was when I heard her name.
She's putting the pressure on a little bit. She said, say hi to Tim for me, $5 per make unless he beats me. She went 4 for 5 on Monday, and she'll do 50 total if you make all 5, which is challenging. You'll find out from the rim here. You've shot before, right?
Yeah, I shot last year, but it could use a little, you know, practice before.
You'll get some. And Marcy and Boomer, $10 per made basket or double if they all go in. So two of them are
amazing. Yes.
All right. Very good. Give us some idea kind of what's on the horizon for FCA.
Yeah, we've got we're moving into just our different ministry season of camps and things like that. Our biggest kind of next thing is our CTO. It's called our Coach's Timeout. So it's a marriage retreat at Camp Forest Springs we put on. It's really put on by the state. Camp Forest Springs, north of Medford there, a great opportunity for coaches to, they pour out so much into, their athletes, but also have a lot of pressure from the schools and parents and all that kind of stuff. This is an opportunity for them to invest back into their marriage. And so a great opportunity at Camp Forest Springs. This is May 10th through the 12th. That's Mother's Day weekend. Just to get away and we get to, as an FCA staff, get to pour into these coaches and spouses and just, just know that God loves them and we're here to support them in their role. And this is a chance for them to reconnect.
I think FCA, I mean, just as an outside observer, I think you guys have always cared about coaches and loved on coaches, but I mean, only in a heightened way in recent years and even on a global sense, right?
Right. Our global, really mission is to influence through the coaches. We really think that the coaches have the most significant impact and can impact even more than any other position within sports. And so that's our aim, really to develop relationships with coaches, to pour into them, introduce them to the gospel, share with them God's word, and hopefully they, you know, are becoming a believer or are a believer, and we just encourage them to then make disciples themselves.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to let Tim Gunderson of FCA warm up a little bit. We'll take more pledges for him. $20 gift certificate for Famous Dave's on the line. All right, we've got four pledgers for Tim Gunderson of FCA, our guest shooter on FCA Day here. Let's recount them again. It is Famous Dave's Barbecue Day. $20 gift certificate, dine-in or to-go, and no expiration date. Thanks so much to the good folks at Famous Dave's for that. Started with Cody, a $10 flat pledge. Jeannie in Fall Creek says, hey, $5 per make unless Tim beats my 4 for $5, then I'll do 50 total. Thank you, Jeannie. Marcy, also in Bloomer, $10 per basket or double if they all go in, which would be 100. No pressure. And Julie in Eau Claire says $10 per make, 5 per miss, and tell Tim I'll match for FCA. Thank you so much, Julie. So we've got four. Somebody out of that goes away with a $20 gift certificate to Famous Dave's. You can still get in at 396-1670. I'm ready to do the play-by-play. Tim's ready to go.
Here we go.
Let's do it. All right. First one is up, and he got it.
Yeah.
How tall are you?
Short. Depends. In the basketball program, you know, back in high school, I was 5'9", but I'm barely.
Oh, all right. It looked like you have. Oh, no. Nice. There we go. All right. 2 for 2. The next one. Swish. 3 for 3. He is showing us how it's done. Oh, it's rounded in. Oh, yeah. It was just soft touch. 4 for 4. One more. Here we go. There it is. 5 for 5. Jeannie, he edged you. There we go. And the doubler for Marcy as well. I saw it with my own eyes. I wish I would have had the video camera going here. Video camera sound old school. My phone out or Facebook Live or something to show you the early morning perfection. Tim showing us how it's done. Now, for some of us like myself, something about when the red light goes on. I do not have that Tiger Woods clutch under pressure. So, but you had it this morning. Way to go.
It was a good day. It was a good day.
Great job. Yeah, that fourth one kind of rolled around, but it fell in for you.
Yeah, fortunately, there's the balls don't have much air in them. You know, deflate gate type of stuff here. And then the hoop moved around a little bit. That's helpful.
Right. Well, as many swishes as you can, but 5 for 5, way to go. Great job.
Thank you. And all the practice with my young kids at home, this has really helped.
Yeah, there you go. Absolutely. So we wish you the best with FCA. We obviously, people have heard a lot of the ads for many, many years with the summer camps a lot, and that's an exciting and impactful time, too.
So. Yeah, Andrew Draper will talk a lot about that at his time this morning, but yeah, we're really excited for this season. You know, a great opportunity to spread the gospel to coaches and athletes throughout our, you know, north region. So Wisconsin, Minnesota, and both Dakotas. So we're excited.
All right. Well, we heard from Jeannie, and she says go Crickets. So she's still got that's where you played your high school sports?
Yep. I played with her son. Yep.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Very good. Fantastic. Well, tell you what, we have a winner as well. I can tell you that the winner this morning is Julie Smith in Eau Claire. So congratulations to her. She gets that $20 Famous Dave's gift certificate. So thanks so much, Tim. Appreciate it.
Yeah,
so,
appreciate it.
We'll continue the great music and lyrics you can trust. And another guest shooter, I think it's going to be Andrew Draper, about 8:45. RFK Jr. floats Aaron Rodgers for vice president. Good morning. 32 degrees at 7:03 on this Wednesday, March 13th, with your WIB News. I'm Mark Halverson. Caleb has sports coming up. Aaron Rodgers could have another new job. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. yesterday said he's looking at Rodgers as a possible vice presidential running mate. Kennedy's making a long shot bid for the White House this year and says he's considering Rodgers and former actor, wrestler, and Minnesota Governor Jesse Ventura as possible running mates. Kennedy, like Rodgers, has questioned the coronavirus vaccine and, like Rodgers, isn't a fan of President Biden. Rodgers has said anything, has not said anything about the possibility, at least so far. Our CCM Song Showdown continuing this morning here. We started with 32 artists, and again, a lot of fantastic artists. I could name a bunch of them that didn't get in. So it's a big deal just to be in, and then to even win one round is hard to get to that, you know, the field of 16, Caleb.
It really is. So we've got two more here with Matthew West and Rhett Walker. Mm-hmm. Rhett Walker, Man on the Middle Cross against Hello, My Name Is by Matthew West. And those are the next two up for voting up until 7:45. Voting already started in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group at 7:15.
So Rhett Walker comes in as the 28th seed. Looking forward to him at One Fest. He's promoted, nominated by Cliff and Spooner, and Deb in Chippewa Falls going with Matthew West, the 5 seed, with the song Hello, My Name Is.
All right, so vote now, 715-396-1670, 396-1670 via text, bonus votes in the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group. Here's Rhett. Well, before we get back to the tunes...
1, 2, 3, 4!
Happy, happy birthday to all of us to you. We wish it was our birthday so we could party too. Happy, happy birthday to all your dreams come true. We wish it was our birthday.
It's your birthday!
It is your birthday. It's my dad's birthday today, so a very happy birthday to my dad. As maybe we've mentioned before, he's not in the country right now, and would certainly appreciate your prayers. He's in a very, very dangerous situation, honestly, right now. He's currently trapped in Haiti after serving down there with a ministry, training local Haitian pastors in theology, biblical counseling, but has not been able to get back. You've probably heard in SRN News at the top of the hour just how bad the situation is down there. And so on his birthday today and every day till he gets home safely, would certainly covet your prayers for my dad's safe return. But even though I'm not sure that he's able to listen, there's some limited internet access, but I want to wish my dad a very happy birthday. I love you, Dad, and praying for your safe return. I know this is a song that he loves from Micah Tyler, and maybe it seems even more applicable now. My God fights for me. Well, I think we do have a winner crowned now between Rhett Walker, Man on the Middle Cross, and Matthew West, Hello, My Name Is. I was tallying votes on one side, and you were tallying votes up on the other, and it seems like after a quick confab off the air that those tallies do agree. There was one artist, again, we combined the votes from the WIB Wake Up Show Facebook group and the text line, the listener line at 396-1670, and one artist has emerged the victor.
And that is Matthew West. His Hello, My Name Is, and he moves on to the second round.
Congratulations, Matthew West. And again, a lot of great support for a great song and great artist in Rhett Walker. Thank you, everybody, for your votes. But Matthew West is the one that moves on to the second round, which is not easy to do in this tournament.
No, it's not, for sure. And so we continue to have artists advance in another matchup coming about 8:15. The WIB Wake Up Show, WWIB, and A Rite of Spring is talking to Farmer John at Govan's, and he's on the line on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning, Farmer John.
Good morning.
Well, great to have you with us, Farmer John, and it is farm baby season at Govan's.
It is farm baby season. The baby chicks came yesterday. We put the first sow in the farrowing crate, and she's actually due today. We always put them in a crate because it's a safe place for her to have her babies, and the babies can sleep on the heat mats and be away from mom so they don't get laid on. And yesterday we had a set of triplet lambs. All three of them were girls, so that's really cool.
Wow, wow. And again, you are a farm, a real farm. This isn't, again, something where you're not a petting zoo. You're a real farm that opens to the public for this, and such a great experience. We say this again and again, but especially for the kids to be able to go onto a working farm and to be able to spend some time again with baby chicks, baby piglets, baby goats. My kids have very much enjoyed it over the years, and it's just something that is very important, again, for the youth especially to experience, even though this is open for all ages.
It's open for all ages. It's so important, and not just for kids anymore. We are so removed from agriculture in this country.
Uh-huh.
If customers, consumers, we're all consumers, every one of us eats. If we don't get out here and see where our food comes from, it's going to be a terrible thing for the country.
And Farmer John, it's the 20th annual this year as we head into opening weekend. Wow, congratulations.
It's kind of surprising that we've been at this for 20 years, but when it started out, it was just a little thing, and it's grown into so much more than that, and it's hard to believe I've been doing this for 20 years.
Farmer John from Govan's Farm joining us again. Govan's Farm on Facebook, govansfarm.com, opening weekend. Can I ask you, Farmer John, after 20 years of doing this, what are some of those moments that you have when you see people coming onto the farm and cuddling with the farm babies and enjoying the giant slide and all the different activities and sessions? What are some of the things that you say, hey, this is why I do this. This is why I work so hard for this. This makes it worth it. Are there moments like that still after 20 years?
You're going to try to make me cry this morning, aren't you?
We're trying.
I'm going to.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I got to tell you, you succeeded. There's two quick stories that come to mind. There's the 80-year-old lady that came up and tugged on my arm when we were holding pigs one morning, and she said he wants to hold a pig and he's too afraid to ask. And I just reflexively turned and looked down for a small child, and it wasn't. It was her 80-year-old husband that was too embarrassed to ask. And the other one that really gets me is we had delivered a lamb. The second lamb never came, and I could see a speck, which would have been a reabsorbed fetus. And I explained to all the customers what had happened, and I had an 80-year-old, maybe a 70-year-old woman tugged on my arm and said, I had a miscarriage when I was younger, and I have never told a soul.
Wow. Mm.
So there's... Those are my two that stick in mind. Actually, I've got a third. We had a daycare group from a large hospital in Eau Claire came out, and I had talked to one of the parents, and she said she was an OB nurse, and she got to witness a delivery, and she was just beside herself. She was so excited. She said, I have never seen anything born before.
Hmm.
This is a woman that delivers human children for a living.
Huh.
But she'd never seen an animal deliver before. You know, and isn't that just amazing that, you know, you and I have probably only ever seen our children delivered as human beings. That's a very private matter to humans. And that one cracks me up because I've never seen anything born before. But you told me you've been an OB nurse for 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Well, create some memories at Govan's then. Who knows what the stories will be coming from this year with opening weekend coming up.
There is.
Come out and create your own story.
Yeah, so much fantastic. Again, govansfarm.com, govansfarm.com, 9 to 4 Saturday and Sunday, opening weekend, 20th year. And their motto is, if it fits in your lap, they'll help you hold it. So, fantastic, Farmer John. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure as always. govansfarm.com for more information, or Govan's Farm on Facebook. That is Farmer John. And again, get out there for opening weekend. We've got our next matchup here between Toby Mac and Cutlass. So without further ado, the songs Havel Cutlass with Run and Toby Mac Help is on the way. Toby Mac nominated by whom? I know Cody from Eau Claire had Cutlass.
Yeah, and I don't have it immediately in front of me here, but I could probably
figure
track
that out.
Yeah, we will.
Plays. So here's Cody's debut song from Cutlass.
Going back about 20-plus years, I think.
This is called
Run.
Well, joining us now, we've got Andrew Draper from Fellowship of Christian Athletes. He's our guest shooter for Hope and Hoops. Also, Dante and EJ join us as well. So good morning, everybody.
Hey, Caleb.
Hi.
Get nice and close.
We've got Dante over here, and then EJ next to Dad. And Andrew, you've been coming in for a while for Hope and Hoops, and we'll touch on that in a moment. But also want to talk about your ministry here with Fellowship of Christian Athletes. What's keeping you busy? I know you're always busy, but what's keeping you busy this time of year?
This time of year is camp preparation for the most part. We have a bunch of huddles going at high schools and some middle schools in the area. And they're just cruising with great attendance. So Memorial yesterday morning, we had about 50 kids there. We're cranking out pancakes like crazy, and kids getting a nugget of truth and connecting with other Christian kids right away in the morning every Tuesday.
So I mean, starting their day with again not only fellowship but also the truth of God's word.
Yeah, it is really special, and we've kind of simplified it, and we just rely on Discovery Bible Study method, and we take 10 to 12 verses out of a gospel, and we let the kids work through it and find out what does it say about God, what does it say about people, and how can we apply that to our lives.
And I know there's a lot of people listening that might say, man, I just don't care about sports. It's just not my thing. And I think, could you speak to them for a moment? Because I think we found out, again, looking back, I was just thinking about the anniversary of some of these games that were cut short because of COVID 4 years ago. And I think we found out maybe in that year just how important sports are, not just because it's playing a game and winning and trophies and all that, but how important they are just for the mental health of students as well, too, and how vital coaches are in high school sports, again, and in helping shape and form character in young people. And so what you're doing is, I mean, you're coming alongside something that's already excellent in sports and saying, let's make sure that we also have the truth of Scripture along with this.
Right. And so we are Fellowship of Christian Athletes. That fellowship part of it is so important. And sports creates fellowship.
Yeah.
And when we do it the right way in relationship with other people and keeping Christ at the center of it, those relationships become so much more pure and positive. I am currently coaching. We just started. This is my 13th year, I think, of being the sprinters coach at Memorial for track. And I just love that because it's such a huge team. There's boys and there's girls. It's a social sport, and we don't cut. There's going to be the top level kids that make it all the way to state, and we do that every single year with different groups of kids. But you don't have to be the best of the best, but you're just getting better every single day. And if you approach it the way that we encourage kids to in FCA, just using sport to glorify God with your body and with the skills that he's given you.
Being part of something bigger than yourself. Again, it's we're created for community. And again, extracurriculars and a variety of form sports is one way to do that. And again, we want to see everything redeemed for the glory of God.
Quite true. And the cool thing with FCA is that we have special access to public schools. And it's usually not me or Johnny or Tim or Bob being the person in there in the school. It's to the coaches, and then the coaches they have the relationships with the kids. I have a special relationship, a situation at Memorial. I've been, I graduated from there years ago and I've been coaching there. But most of the schools around here, we have relationships with coaches, and we pour into the coaches, and those coaches then lead the huddles or lead other coaches' huddles and build into each other.
Well, it's felt like spring for a long time, which probably means it's close to feeling like summer, and folks will be hearing soon on the air here on WWIB about FCA camp. So I want to bring in your kids. We've got 9-year-old Dante, and we've got EJ as well here too. You guys have been part of FCA camps before, right? So maybe Dante, tell me, what do you enjoy about FCA camp? What do you do there?
It's just a nice way to start your summer and learn how to glorify God with your body.
And it's so fun.
It's so fun, EJ says. And what kind of things do you do there? I mean, I assume you're playing a sport. Is it lots of different sports? Is it one sport? What do you do when you go there, Dante?
Well, for junior sports camp, it's soccer, football, basketball.
Soccer, football, and basketball. And so, EJ, do you go to junior sports camp as well?
Yeah.
So have you made a lot of friends there?
Yeah.
And what are some of the things? So you say it's so fun. What are some of the things that you enjoy most? Is it being with friends? Is it food? Is it playing the sports? Is it everything? What do you like the most about these junior sports games?
I like everything about it.
Everything. Everything. A glowing endorsement. And Dante, what would you maybe say to other parents or other kids who are thinking about, well, should I send my kid to an FCA junior sports camp? What would you say to them?
Yes.
It's as simple as that.
Quite true.
All right. And again, just back to Andrew real briefly here. How can folks find out more about, again, these camps? There's leadership camps, there's junior sports camps, a lot of these things coming up. And we want to make sure, again, that there's opportunities for everyone to go there. I know there's scholarships available typically as well, too, as long as folks can continue supporting FCA to make that possible. How do people get more information about this?
Yeah. Our website is wisconsinfca.org, and then you can find the different camps there. The junior camp they're talking about is June 10th and 11th at Fall Creek High School. And then there's a big sports camp at the Northland FCA Sports Camp for 7th grade through 12th grade. That is at Bethel in St. Paul.
Yes.
At the end of June. And then at the beginning of August, right before high school sports start, we have a leadership camp at Northwestern in St. Paul as well.
Fantastic. Again, Andrew Draper from FCA joining us for Hope and Hoops and their ministry supporting the ministry of WIB Inc. Would love to get in your pledges. Again, you have just a few minutes left to do this. So 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670. That's also where you can vote as we're getting down to the final few minutes between Toby Mac, Help Is On The Way, and Cutlass with Run. So get your votes in, but get your pledges in. And remember, as a thank you to one of our pledgers for Hope and Hoops this morning, somebody going to be getting a $20 gift certificate to Famous Dave's in Eau Claire. Dine-in or carry out, no expiration date. So as we get to the end of all that, again, your last chance to vote, your last chance to pledge. We're going to play this Austin French song reminding us here on WWIB, God is good all the time.
All right, we've got a winner in this second CCM Song Showdown of the Day, and Toby Mac moves on to the field of 16.
Congratulations again to both Toby Mac and Cutlass on a battle well fought, but Toby Mac, number one overall seed, right?
And number two this year because Crowder number one.
Yeah,
right,
Crowder
right.
won before. Okay, uh-huh. So number two overall seed, but a past champ, Toby uh-huh. Mack, moves on to the second round.
Well, we had 5 for 5 earlier this morning from Tim Gunderson from FCA, the executive director, and now Andrew Draper on FCA Day is here, ready to continue. Different approaches, Caleb. I've been seeing Andrew modeling the underhand. Earlier, Tim was over the top with his 5 for 5. So
again, thank you to our pledgers. We have pledges from Agnes, from Dante, from EJ. If you want to sneak in a last-second pledge and put yourself in the running for that Famous Dave's gift certificate, you certainly may. Otherwise, Andrew is ready to rock and roll.
All right, here we go. He's had a lot of accuracy in practice, but here we go. Game on. First one is up. There's that off the backboard and good. The next underhanded pitch is 2 for 2. 3 more to go for Mr. Draper. Kids cheering him on. The next one, backboard, 3 for 3. Dante fist pumping. There's 4 for 4. 1
now
more to go.
Now all the pressure on this yeah. last one.
FCA is 10 for 10 as Andrew makes it a second 5 for 5 today.
Well done, yes. And as he just said, if you missed it, the pressure on Johnny Peterson as well. We'll get a little post-game reaction here from Andrew Draper. So Tim 5 for 5, Andrew 5 for 5, Fellowship of Christian Athletes showing up.
Yeah.
And now, I mean, because Johnny is the basketball player.
Right, and that's probably the problem because he actually knows how to play basketball. And he probably, you know, draws from that experience. Well, Tim and I will just figure out how to get a small deflated ball through a plastic hoop.
Yeah, because you're just like, hey, I can shoot underhanded. I can go glass or go yeah. plastic with each one, too. We can, you know, again, it's like whatever gets him in.
Quite
but,
true.
Sometimes if you overshoot it, trying to think perfect form
I will
and all
say,
that, might
this
not work
is,
as well.
I don't know how many years in a row I've done
a
this.
A lot of years.
And this year and last year were the only times I went 5 for 5. Mm. So I can't
well,
really
talk
smack.
Going.
Yeah,
you
got it going.
Going.
Yeah,
that's for sure. Well, thank you so much to everybody who pledged. We'll do that drawing again to see who wins the Famous Dave's gift certificate. Andrew, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you, EJ and Dante, for joining us
yeah,
as well.
Thanks for having us. Homeschool kids have the best life. They get the tour of WWIB today. So
nice.
It's pretty cool for them.
There you go. We've got For King and Country with Michael W. Smith coming up, a remake of Place in This World. But first, Landry Cantrell. This is called Source on WWIB, where we are family. Another Hope and Hoops Day.